Hello everyone, welcome to Chanel's Language Learning Journey podcast, where amazing things happen, with your host Chanel Patrice Hancock. Today is October 1st, 2018. It's a beautiful Monday evening here in Akron, Ohio. I have to say that today's podcast is going to be about fun in language learning, and if you actually can have fun while learning languages. There's been some discussion on other podcasts by other podcasters, such as Jan Van De Aar of Language Boost and Lindsay Williams and Kirsten Cable of The Fluent Show and Lindsay Does Languages, and even Ollie Richards himself from IWillTeachYouALanguage.com has brought up this topic of language learning and having fun. And if it's even possible for you to have fun while learning languages. Well, today on Chanel's Language Learning Journey podcast, I'm here to answer this question with a big sounding yes. You can have fun while learning languages. And I can prove it to you right here, right now. So let's get started, shall we? I'm here to tell you that yes, you can have fun while learning languages. Languages doesn't have to be a chore. Because I know for me, as someone that's learning French, Dutch, and Italian at the moment, along with Norwegian, I'm having fun doing it. I listen to music on TuneIn Radio in different languages. I watch movies with the subtitles in one language and the audio in another if it supports it, or if it doesn't support it, I'll watch it in English with English audio, and I'll have like Norwegian subtitles or French subtitles going on in the background with voiceover playing and reading it to me. I have a ball. I enjoy it. I see it as a way to get comprehensible input, more vocabulary, in a fun way without having to crack open a textbook like Ocimel or Teach Yourself. I would rather just have fun with it, because you never know what can come of it. I've picked up words before. I've picked up different phrases. I've even gone as far as to look up some of the words that I didn't know, because on my phone, I can just press my home button and ask Siri, you know, what does this word mean in Dutch or in Russian or in French or Norwegian? And it will tell me. And, you know, that's a great thing when technology is readily available and accessible for the blind and visually impaired. However, I also listen to SBS Radio. And I listen to podcasts in a particular language for which I want to listen. Which, you know, the podcast can range anywhere from 5-6 minutes up to like a half an hour, depending on what the topic is and how long the episode is. However, I don't mind listening to 2 or 3 podcasts at one time. Bada boom, bada bing, I have my listening in. Or I find a book that I've never read before in the target language and I listen to it. And I enjoy it. Like right now, I'm reading book 5 of Game of Thrones in French. I read book 3 already. I'm going to read book 4 this week. And this weekend, I'm going to read book 2. And I would have read like 2 through 5 out of the books. And, you know, that's a great thing. You know, I even find fun finding recipes and cooking in those recipes inside the target language to see how much vocabulary I know. It doesn't have to be a chore. You know, you can spend 5-10 minutes. You're still learning. You know, I'm not a Duolingo person. I've tried it. I didn't like it too well. However, I've used Memorize for some of my languages, and I still do. You know, I'll do like a couple of reps of vocabulary decks, you know, like 2 reps a day or so. You know, maybe I'll do 30 words, 50 words. It just depends. And, you know, I'll do it when it's a great time for me to do it. Or I'll go on a movie binge day where I'll sit there and I'll watch Lord of the Rings in Dutch. Which I've done. I've watched The Two Towers with Dutch subtitles and Return of the King with Dutch subtitles. And it was a lot of fun. And then I watched The Matrix in French with Norwegian subtitles. And I killed two languages with one stone. It was great. You know, I just think it's all about how you approach it. It's all about how you see what activity you like to do in your target language. I try to incorporate what I do in my life as a native English speaker into my language learning life, because I make it about learning in the most fun way. I'll go down the street with my guide dog Bono, and I will listen to a podcast or listen to some music and sing along. And it's fun. Now, I'm not saying that you don't have to work on grammar sometimes, and you don't have to look up a word here or there or a phrase here and there. You will. That's a part of the process. But if you don't see it as a chore and you just see it as something that you do every single day as, you know, a part of your life, it's so much more of an enjoyable experience. And I mean, sometimes it's not always the easiest thing to do. But if you have time to goof off with your friends on Facebook, then you can use that time to goof off with your friends in your target language. Given that they actually speak the target language and they can write in the target language that you're learning. However, I would say what I do is I'll have language exchange conversations with people in the target language that I'm speaking for a half an hour or hour. And we'll talk about a lot of different things and make each other laugh. And the same things I do in my daily life, I do in my language life. And you can have fun. You can find comic books. You can find movies that you like. TV shows, especially TV shows. Because TV shows, they speak the same language that you do. And it depends on your target language and what it is you're trying to accomplish. But what is so interesting about it is that they're using real language. It's not scripted. Especially if you're doing reality shows or you're doing court shows or you're doing talk shows, the news, anything that's, you know, like a half an hour, 45 minutes, you learn so much and it's so much fun. And yes, can you learn by reading Harry Potter? Yeah, you could learn by reading Game of Thrones. Whatever fits your comfort level. I always tell people, find what it is you enjoy. Because the more you enjoy it, the more you'll learn. And that's what's important, that you're having fun. And that you're not thinking of it as like, I need to get this done for a test. Or I need to get this done for a certification. If you really love it, you're not going to look at it that way. You're going to look at it as, I'm improving my language skills, whether it's listening, comprehension, whether it's pronunciation, whether it's speaking, whether it's writing. You're doing it. You're putting the work in. And I would pretty much look at it as a habit that you do every single day. I wake up at 5:30 to take my dog out and feed him. I make my coffee. I turn on French 24. I listen to an hour and a half to 2 hours of news in French. Got my listening in. I go and check my messages. I leave people messages in Spanish, Russian, and French. Got my speaking in. I go and I listen to a podcast in Italian, French, Dutch, and Russian. Well, okay. I got that in. Well, anything else I need to do today? Nope. Okay, I'll read some chapter in a book. Well, those are the things that I do. And I enjoy it, and I don't see it as a chore. I see it as something that is a part of my life and a part of my routine on a daily basis. And I retain everything that I learn. And I enjoy it. And that is what the end result should be, is that you're enjoying every moment of it. And you know what's interesting? Is the more you enjoy it, the more you progress. The more you progress, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more you can share with the world. And speaking and writing and listening and reading. And it's a beautiful thing. You get to learn about the culture. You get to learn about the people and how they think, psychologically and otherwise. The more fun you have, the better off you are. You can go dance to Zumba in Bailando by Enrique Iglesias and take a class in that language, a dance class, a salsa class, a merengue class, a Zumba class, anything to get you engaged with the language. You can do a cooking class in that language. You can do a meetup and meet people and practice what you've learned. Whatever floats your boat, the sky's the limit, everybody. And I'm here to say, yes, you can have fun. And with that, learning languages is a journey, not a race. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Chanel's Language Learning Journey podcast. I will see you in the next episode. Please go to iTunes, Spotify, Breaker, Audio Podcast, Google Play Store, and subscribe to Chanel's Language Learning Journey podcast. Chenelle's Language Learning Journey podcast. If you have any suggestions for me about how to improve the podcast, you can go to anchor.fm/Chenelle Patrice Hancock, CHENELLE PATRICE HANCOCK, into Chenelle's Language Learning Journey podcast and leave me a voicemail with your comments, your questions. I will feel very happy to make your question into an episode. I love language learning. I love talking about language learning. And I hope to see you guys in the next episode. Dos vidanya sim. A biento. Mezumi un la lengua community. Hasta luego, muchachas y muchachos en la idiomas comunidad. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.